With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge has postponed Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th, 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th, 7 weeks before the election. The delay means the election will be decided without voters knowing if the Republican nominee is going to jail. Defense lawyers pushed for the delay, arguing that punishing the former president in the thick of his campaign would amount to election interference. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hemp.
Ukraine's leader is in Germany seeking additional military aid, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met top U.S. military leaders and more than 50 partner nations in Germany to press for more weapons support, as Washington announces it will provide another $250 million in security assistance to Kyiv. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting of the leaders was taking place during a dynamic moment in Ukraine's fight against Russia as it conducts its first offensive operation of the war, while facing a significant threat from Russian forces near a key hub in the Donbass. So far, Ukraine's Kursk attack has not drawn away President Vladimir Putin's focus from taking the key Ukrainian city of Pavrovsk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Boeing's beleaguered space capsule has left the International Space Station without its crew. NASA's two test pilots stayed behind at the space station as the Starliner capsule undocked Friday and aimed for a touchdown in New Mexico. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 410 points, the Nasdaq dropping 436, the S&P down 94. This is SRN News. One Canadian province seeks to protect Christians.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would guarantee that no healthcare worker or facility would be compelled to help someone take their own life. Physician-assisted suicide is legal in Canada, and every year more and more people take their own lives. Christian doctors and nurses who don't want to participate in a patient's suicide run the risk of losing their job. The Alberta legislature is expected to take up the bill sometime this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish officials in New York City are expressing outrage over Palestinian protests against Jewish students at the City University of New York. Several recent Jewish events have attracted pro-Palestinian demonstrators who chanted, "Bring the war home," and brandished signs bearing an inverted triangle, the symbol of Hamas. University officials say most of the protests took place on public property and are outside of the school's jurisdiction. This is SRN News. There's a rare copy of the Constitution from the 1700s being put up for auction.
The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy was made after the Congress under the Articles of Confederation approved the new Constitution in 1787. Secretary Charles Thompson signed two copies for each of the 13 states and sent them away. Only eight are known to exist. The copy is being sold September 28th by Brunk Auctions in Asheville, and it's the only known privately held copy. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Sergio Mendes, the Brazilian musician whose 1966 hit Maschineda made him a global superstar, has died after months battling the effects of long COVID. He was 83. The death Thursday of Mendes was confirmed in a statement by his family on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.